Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Camille from sunny California, and you're listening to the Coffee Chat with Camille show, which is a podcast series that interviews various guests about real life topics for people who love to learn.
Hi, I'm back. Okay, so I have my second guest for today. Her name is Katie Ripley. And the topic is, which social media should a business use? With Katie Brinkley. Katie is an owner and social media strategist at Next Step Social Communications, a social media agency based out of Littleton, Colorado. She has been helping small businesses, entrepreneurs, real estate agents, and small business owners with their social media for over 19 years. Remember MySpace? She offers both done-for-you social media services and coaching services where she teaches entrepreneurs in the home industry how social media can be an incredible tool to help find new leads, build community, grow sales, and bring the social back in their social media. She also has a podcast, Rocky Mountain Marketing, that helps entrepreneurs and small business owners in the Denver area, that would be Denver, Colorado, learn the strategies and systems to take their marketing to new heights. Also, a few talking points. One would be which social media channel should a business be on? What is a common mistake businesses do on social media? And that's number two. And three, posting and ghosting. You need to be social on social media. And then you can go to her website, which is katiebrinkley.com/social. 5-step process to selling in the DMs and or direct messages. Okay, so Katie's not in the studio yet, so what we'll do is wait. She does have a social media handle, and there you can find her on Facebook at Next Step Social Communications. Okay. And actually, what I'll do is send her a quick message here. Oh, her social media is really adorable, by the way. Her Facebook. She's got great images and photos. Tuesday, March 7th. No. It would be today, which would be Thursday. Yeah, let's shoot for now. How about that? Nobody. 1:10. Let's do that. Okay. Okay, I'm going to do it here. Yeah, what I'm doing is I'm just going to leave her a quick message to see if she's able to come on the show. She said she wanted to come on for her dad. Okay. Yeah, I do. It's cool. She has all these great questions on here. Let's see. So what question should I ask audience? Please. There, she may be there. Let me see if she's in the show yet. Yay, she is. Okay, perfect. All right. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Katie. I was just on your
Facebook.
I'm wonderful. I was just on your Facebook, and I was going to send you a message, but I did want to say that it's really detailed and magnificent. So I want the audience to know that as well. It's outstanding. Okay, so let's get into the interview. You're very welcome. Number one, which social media channels should a business be on?
It's so different for every single business owner. I can't give just a straight cut and dry, well, everyone needs to be on this platform, because it depends on what your objectives are and who your target audience is, and also how you enjoy creating content. I think that if you don't like video, I can't tell you that you absolutely need to be on TikTok, because then you're never going to do it, because that's 100% video. So you really have to decide what type of content you enjoy creating and who your ideal client and customer is.
Thank you so much. And then what is a common mistake businesses do on social media?
I think that one of the biggest mistakes that I see is that so many business owners are on every single social media platform known to mankind. It's one of those things where I hear business owners saying, like, well, don't I want my audience to see me? And, you know, shouldn't I try to be on all of the platforms? But if you think about it, there's 5 different ways just to post on Instagram. There's the feed with a single image, you know, kind of the original way of posting on Instagram. There's carousel posts, which are the swipeable images. There's reels, which are the short form video. There's Instagram Live. And then there's stories. And everyone consumes content differently. So you have to make sure that you're showing up the way that your audience consumes content. And if you're not willing to go all in on one platform and show up a variety of ways, it takes a lot of time. And focus in on one, and then you can start adding more into the mix, because, again, each social media platform is different.
Okay, excellent. What is ghosting?
Ghosting. So if you are posting on social media and you hit submit, hit your post, and then you swipe on out of it and get back to your day, that is called ghosting. It's called social media for a reason, and you need to ensure that you are actually being social on these platforms. So you're engaging with not only your audience, people who are commenting on your posts, but engaging with people that you follow, people that are your ideal customers. Take the social back into your social media, and I promise you that you're going to start finding more leads, and quit posting and ghosting. Just take that time to be social on these platforms again.
Okay. And then what is social audio?
Social audio. So social audio really has taken a lot of the world by storm with this. It's kind of like a short form podcast, but it's live. And Clubhouse is one of the social audio platforms. There's Fireside. There's Twitter Spaces. There's LinkedIn Audio Rooms. There's so many different ways to embrace and utilize social audio. And when you utilize this, it gives you the opportunity for collaboration. And if you're new to the audio space, if you want to start a podcast but you're a little nervous about speaking, social audio is a great way to do it, because it's meant to be off the cuff. It's meant to be more informal, and it will really help you find your voice as you get started with speaking your message and speaking what it is that makes you and your business different.
Okay. And then how can you utilize Clubhouse for your business?
So Clubhouse can be an incredible tool for your business. This is a great way to, again, find new customers. So One of the ways that you can find new customers is by hosting a room on social audio. And I say Clubhouse, but this can be for Twitter. It can be for LinkedIn. It can be for Fireside. But host a space that is going to answer questions that your ideal customer is having. And you can go in deep on what and how to solve their problems. And if you don't know if you're ready to take the microphone just yet, you can find a room that or a space that your ideal customer is hosting. So a lot of times, like I work with a lot of real estate agents, and I'll go into realtor rooms and I'll just listen. It's a great way to get customer research and market research on what some of the problems are and what your ideal client and customer is talking about right now, so you can create content specifically for them.
Hey, thank you so very much. And then we'd like to know, what is your favorite coffee and or hot beverage?
I am a big lover of just the plain old coffee. So I drink the Starbucks every morning. I drink Starbucks creme brulee K-cup coffee with some Dunkin' extra extra. So it's like cream and sugar already mixed together. Every single day, that is my favorite coffee. And I was out this morning, and it was really hard to get my day started. I felt really lost.
Okay, thank you so very much, Katie. This was an outstandingly wonderful interview, and it was a pleasure having you on as a guest. And I just want to say goodbye for now. You're welcome. Bye for now.
Have a great day.
Same to you. Thank you. Bye. Hey, everyone. So that was the magnificent Katie Brinkley. Okay. And let me go ahead and give you also her social media handles. Okay. She is at Next Step Social Communications on Facebook. Okay. And here she has a magnificent, very detailed, how can I say it? First page, I guess, or the first page of it. It is full of questions that it asks you. It's her social media agency page. So it's really, really beautiful. So check it out. It looks like it's there to help you. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and like the page while I'm here. Okay. So then we also have LinkedIn. Excuse me. And at her LinkedIn, it's N and then / Katie Brinkley. Okay. So that's where she is, where Katie is at on LinkedIn. And then next we have her on Instagram. And Instagram, it's I am Katie Brinkley on Instagram. Okay. Beautiful, lovely pages. And I'll go ahead and follow if they'll allow me to. Okay. Doesn't look like I'm allowed to at this time. I've been having a problem with my Instagram account, but that's okay. I'll work it out later. So again, we're at Katie Brinkley. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. All right. And then, sorry, did I say that right? That was incorrect. I am Katie Brinkley at Instagram. And then, I think we'll have one more. Twitter. Yeah, Twitter space. And that is an underscore or an under slash, Katie Brinkley. Right, and I think I can follow her on here. Yes, I'm able to do that. I usually follow my guests and everything on their social media feeds. Okay, so there you have it. So it's amazing, wonderful, our social media expert, Katie Brinkley. And for now, I am going to say goodbye and encourage you to check out everything that she has to offer. Okay. Well, lastly, and again, her website is Katie Brinkley, So K-A-T-I-E, frankly, B is in boy, RINKLEY.com/social. And there you'll have 5-step process to selling in the DMs or direct messages. All right. So thank you very much for listening to me, and in particular listening to my magnificent guest, Katie Brinkley. Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.